She's in town. She keeps a big old brass bathtub for cleaning up cowboys when they ride in to pay her a visit. She keeps her girls smelling good with French perfume. Know what I mean?
Yep.
He nodded and smiled. She heated up water on a wood stove and filled a tub for me. Sure was a great 25-cent bath. I was lying there in the tub, letting the trail melt off me and getting ready to shave off my scraggly beard. I heard gunshots outside, and Rosie ran in with a serape and a big old sombrero to tell me, "Pancho Villa's in town. He's coming here soon. You've got to get out of here now." I tell you what, I jumped out of that tub, but I got dressed and nothing flat. Slipped out the back door and around to the street where I heard all this commotion coming near. There was no place to hide, so I wrapped that serape around me and sat next to a building where I pulled the sombrero down over my face and drew up my knees. Acted like I was a Mexican taking a siesta. About that time, Pancho Villa and his gang came riding up, drinking bottles of tequila and shooting in the air. Pancho wore a white uniform and a white pith helmet. "What's a pith helmet?" asked Lupton. "Funniest damn little round hat you ever saw." So I put my head down and got real still. I wanted to get close enough to catch Pancho, but not like this. They were all excited about seeing Rosie's girls and didn't pay me no mind. They visited Rosie for a couple of hours. One of his guards got suspicious of me.